Track 10, Unit 6, IELTS Listening, Section 2. You will hear an introductory talk about a woodland centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 17.
Good morning and welcome to the Fairbridge Countryside and Woodland Centre. I'd like to give you some information about the centre and the short programmes we run for young people on woodland therapy. We're actually a centre run by volunteers, and we were set up 15 years ago to educate people of all ages and backgrounds about nature. And for the past 2 years, we have been taking groups of youngsters in their teens on educational programmes on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays, from schools, mainly from around the area. But some have come from much further afield. Initially, the youngsters are not very impressed by the setting because there is no way for them to get in touch with friends, etc., as there is no mobile phone signal. So it throws them quite a bit. But almost without exception, by the end of the 3 days they're here, the young people don't want to leave and want to come back again. In fact, two of the workers here came with student groups 5 years ago, and when they left school, they came straight to work for us. The centre is self-sufficient, due in part to the sales from the nursery, and we also get donations, but the bulk of our income is now from running the educational courses. This is a basic map of the centre. We are here at the entrance to the centre, and you can see the cabins run along the east side of the path as you go north. The first cabin, Oak Lodge, is for students. It's quite large and can accommodate 16 students in bunk beds. Then the next four cabins are for families, and the cabin after that, Ash Lodge, is for teachers, which can hold up to six adults. On the west side of the path, directly opposite the student cabins, are the educational facilities. They are quite up to date with all the latest wizardry. And next to that is the cafeteria, which is shared with visitors to the centre. Just beside the cafeteria is a picnic area with climbing frames for children. We don't allow open-air cooking here because of the trees. The plant nursery is that complex you can see that runs all the way along the north part of the map.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
If you go over here, between the picnic area and the nursery, the path leads to the woodland itself. As we are on a hill here, we are quite high up, and so you have quite breathtaking views of the countryside. You can see the river stretching for miles through rolling countryside. Fortunately, the whole woodland is safeguarded, so nobody can chop down any trees. The landscape here has not changed for hundreds of years. Some of the trees have been growing here a rather long time, and the aim of the centre and the volunteers is to keep it that way. We advise people to stick to the paths, as it's very easy to get lost. As you walk through the woodland, you will see workers removing dead wood and chopping down trees. I would ask everyone not to remove anything like seeds or flowers from the woodland, so we can conserve it for future generations.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.